this has probably been one of the better days in recent times. So look, it's a big plus, as you say, Chris. So you know, we're just what's it all about today? It's about just athletes, first of all, trying to grab an Ulster Schools title, which is always a privileged position to find oneself in, and then to go on from that to the Irish Schools Finals, which are regarded as the top underage athletics meeting annually in the country. So, you know, because it's been traditionally a strong event, and the outcome in addition has been that athletes have a possibility for international selection and so on. So that happens in Tullamore first weekend in June. But today was all about Ulster, and of course, once again, many Donegal schools represented, which is always very encouraging, and that has built up so strongly over the years, and to the point where, you know, we anticipate the success now in the last 10, 20 years. So that's also a progressive step for the sport in the county. Now, it's ongoing at the moment, and it will be ongoing for a couple of more hours, and tomorrow will probably be a better day to assess all of the results. But it began last night with some throwing events and some distance steeplechase events. One of the big stories that came out of that was five of the Hammer gold medal performances of the six Hammer competitions that were held last night went to athletes that are associated with Lifford Athletic Club. Now, obviously, they go to schools like Deal College, and they go to schools like St. Union, that's in the case of Brendan O'Donnell, and they go to schools like the Royal in Prior in Raphoe. But, you know, that's a big testimony to the work being done and Hammer thrown by John O'Donnell, who's the coach at Lifford Strabane. So a big well done to him, and I mean, he'll be very encouraged by that, and he'll be really looking forward now to the Irish Schools Championships. And within that results last night, Brendan O'Donnell, St. Eunan's College, who is a son of John's, of course, he would have broken the Ulster Schools Hammer record. So very positive result for last night, and for Hammer and so on for those people. Today, well, as I say, it's ongoing, but in the last week while there, Lauren Callaghan from College de Cuala up in Balnamore and up Glenfinn, Fintown direction, she won the long jump. Aina Kerr from the Deal College, she won the long and the triple. Blaine Lynch, who's from Castledare but competes out of Finn Valley, won the 100 metres. Aina Wilkinson earlier this morning, well, she won the high jump, and her younger sister in a different age category got a medal in her category as well. Her name is Cara. And James Kelly, of course, he had a massive throw. Last weekend he threw 18.30 in the shot put, and it's a key shot put, and that qualifies him, one of the qualifying marks that he needs for the World Championships under 20. So today was going to be another test for him. Now, he had a massive throw in the first round, which is way up there in the same region, around about 18.30. But then he got put out of the sector, so he ended up with about a 17-metre throw in the end of. But listen, he'll bounce back next week. He's very anxious to get another distance, another qualifying distance in before he starts doing the leaving, because I'd imagine his head will be all over the place once he starts the leaving. So we're waiting for Derry next weekend and another Donegal Championship and see how that would go. But yes, there was other medals. Emma Brown from the Rosses Community Schools, she got a medal in the sprints, and Chris Cairns from Killybegs, he got a medal in the 400 hurdles. So on and on and on. But tomorrow I will go through it more in more detail and more forensically, and throw out all the winners, particularly tomorrow when we get an opportunity. But it's been a good day. The weather's been good. Conditions are good. The attitude of Donegal athletes is good. And the anticipation that they would get medals and won titles has been borne out, Chris.
And just before we let you go, Patsy, nice to see there during the week the Derry City and Strabane Council Sports Awards. Anne-Marie McGlynn and Summer Leckie have both been honoured there, and again signifying the strength of athletics in the Northwest.
Hi, Anne-Marie McGlynn, she got the Athlete of the Year or the Sports Person of the Year, and she runs tonight actually, very much right now in Highgate in the 10K. And she's chasing a time for the European Championships. So there's news of that tomorrow when we're on the air. And as we speak as well, Brian O'Donnell from Polcara is currently competing in Alicante in the Masters, European Masters 30K Championships. So results on that tomorrow as well. So and yesterday, yesterday. Yesterday we had over 1,000 children here for Donegal Primary School's athletics finals, and it was a beautiful day, a massive, exciting, enthusiastic day, and when it was all done and dusted, everybody was just delighted with how it all went. So thank you to all the teachers and schools and all that participated and indeed engaged over the last few weeks. You know, there were qualifying competitions held here and there, and then the finals at Flint Valley yesterday. So really, really pleased about how that went. And looking forward again, Chris, we've got the Donegal Children's Games at Flint Valley at 6 o'clock on Monday night. So that's under 9, 10 and 11. So it's a busy, busy time, as you can imagine. And the weather has been kind in recent days. So long may that continue.